Performance-enhancing drugs aren't the only dangers facing young athletes. Doug Cassa, chief operating officer of the Corey Stringer Institute, says the highest number of sports-related deaths in this country are among our 7 million high school athletes. Doug Cassa, how many athletes are we talking about in a given year?
In a given year, if we just focus on high school, you usually see between 20 and 30 deaths. We're also very focused on what we call catastrophic injuries that may not lead to death, and those will number in the hundreds.
You focus your study on four causes of death: sudden cardiac arrest, head injuries, heat stroke, and complications from the sickle cell trait. How did you narrow it down to just those four?
It's a good question. I mean, the research has shown that those four causes of death actually are about 90% of all the deaths that we see in high school and college sports. So it's not to say there aren't other things that could be dangerous for an athlete, like lightning strikes or something called hyponatremia or asthma. But those four that I mentioned, almost all of these conditions can be prevented. And in the case of heat stroke, for instance, death is 100% preventable if treated properly. And in the case of cardiac conditions, if an AED is placed on within a minute, they're 90% preventable.
In 2013, I understand that along with the National Athletic Trainers Association, you recommended that all 50 states adopt guidelines to protect athletes from sudden death. But in 2015, only 22% of the states have done that. Why is it so difficult to get everybody on the same page when it comes to something so basic as player safety?
It depends on which particular policy we're speaking of. I mean, some states have moved forward faster, for instance, like with some concussion policies as an example, but they've been a little slower maybe with heat acclimatization policies or AED policies. Because at the high school level, you have to change policies on a state-by-state level. It's not like the NCAA or the NFL or professional governing bodies where one organization will influence everyone. I really think the last 3 to 5 years have just been a total monumental shift in the thought process, and we've seen a lot of substantial changes. As an example, with heat acclimatization in 2011, we had 0 states that met the minimum guidelines for heat acclimatization, which is kind of the key step to prevent heat stroke deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at 14 states, and it might not seem like a lot, but of those 14 states, 10 of them are in the Southeast, and we still have not had a heat stroke death in any of those 14 states that have followed those policies. So that's powerful kind of ammunition for those other states to kind of move forward and adapt some of these policies.
I find it hard to understand how something so commonsensical as, hey, let's have some acclimatizing to heat conditions, could ever be controversial anywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's controversial. Sometimes just change takes a little bit of time because they have to change what they've done for the last 50 years in high school football. You know, they like to start out and have their two-a-day practices, and a lot of times it's a change of a mindset for them. So I do agree with you. It's very common sense. It's very simple changes, and the amazing thing is it costs no money at all, you know. But when we usually get a chance to sit down and meet with them individually, most make, you know, progressive changes. 14 states meet the minimum standards, but to give credit, another 20 have made substantial changes in the right direction.
You know, Doug, I haven't known you for very long, but I can tell that you are the ultimate glass half full kind of guy if you're talking about 14 states are on board and you're talking about progress.
Well, I guess it's the way I'm looking at it is that over 90% of all heat stroke deaths in America happen in concentrated states in the Southeast in our country. So probably saving, you know, 3 or 4 kids' lives every summer just by the states we've gotten on board. So that makes me feel pretty good for those families. But yeah, we don't want to stop until we have 50 states, although my wife keeps convincing me we don't need Alaska for heat acclimatization. But I mean, that's just one example. There's a lot of really simple things we can do to keep kids safe. I mean, AEDs is a great example. It's only $1,000 for an athletic department to have one nearby. Cardiac's the leading cause of death in sport in America. And to have an AED there is almost a foolproof way of saving someone's life. And it's really a pretty small cost when you think of the benefit.
Especially when you're thinking in terms of a $60 million high school football stadium.
That or when you think about the lawsuits that emanate when deaths do occur that are preventable. I've been an expert witness on 35 cases where deaths have happened in sport, especially at the high school level. And in almost all the cases, the death was preventable with relatively simple policies and procedures that would have protected that kid that passed away.
Doug Cassa is with the Corey Stringer Institute, and along with the National Association of Athletic Trainers, he is promoting a nationwide standard for protecting the health of high school athletes. Doug, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me.